Hey, it's the morning show with Nick Harcourt at 88.5 FM, and I'm very happy to say that Jules Shear joins us in studio this morning. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, good to see you too, man.
You got a couple of friends in there with you as well. Who did you bring in?
Well, on the keyboard here, on the piano, actually, this is Ed Roth.
Hey, Ed.
And this is Beth Thornley here singing background vocals.
Well, welcome, everybody. We're going to come back and talk a little bit. We have a show to promote, though. Let's make sure we do that tonight. You're over at the Grammy Museum tonight, which should be a lot of fun, doing a performance and an interview as well, right?
That's true. You'll know more about it than I will.
It's at the Grammy Museum, which apparently is downtown.
Yes, okay.
So we'll send you there when you're finished.
That's fine.
We'll put you in an Uber or something. Are you going to play a couple of songs for us? What are you going to start off with?
This is a song called Painkiller from the new album. For cutting, and the sea is meant to drown. We're not talking where you wanna go, we're talking where you're bound. I'll try to sort them out if they're true, the promises I have for you. This painkiller does everything, it even calls your name. This painkiller does everything but kill the pain. Well, I've got this painkiller. It's supposed to do me good, but I swear it wouldn't help me to feel better if it could. The dogs are standing at attention, but she's not coming. I forgot to mention. Everything, it's got no shame. This painkiller does everything but kill the pain. This painkiller does everything except for what it claims. This painkiller does everything but kill the pain. Hey, painkiller, don't hurt me. Why you tugging on this chain? Sing on through the rain. This painkiller does everything but kill the pain.
Do another one, come on.
also sweetly sprayed. Won't be long till you will hold me and save me by the way I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you. Just when I was going down the road to hit a wall, just when I would stop beginning to hate it all, I'm gonna be with you. 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 When I started thinking there could not be someone else, I was told that you were gonna claim me for yourself. There was just a little bit of sparkle I adored. It's not little anymore. Well, over the lights of town are giving as they glow. I can't tell you what it means. It's not for me to know. I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you. Started thinking there could not be someone else. I was told that you were gonna claim me for yourself. There was just a little bit of sparkle I adored. It's not little anymore.
Shining bright, no one alive is listening, singing here tonight. I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you.
I'm gonna be.
It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host, my guest in studio, our guest here at the station today. We're at the mothership in Northridge, is Jules Scheer. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's always nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too as well. You know, obviously, people who are just listening for the first time would have no idea that you and I bumped into each other on and off for a number of years in Woodstock, New York, which is where I got my start in radio at my alma mater, WDST.
Yeah, I didn't know that was your start. You always seem like a pro to me from the beginning, so I didn't know.
I've been faking it a long time.
I know. Yeah. That's good.
But yeah, so that's where I got my start back in 1989 or 90 or something like that, and was very fortunate to work at a radio station where, not unlike this place, where we were allowed to play a lot of music that other people don't play. And while I just have the opportunity, I will thank you for all the times that I was there that we... that we always picked up the phone when we needed somebody to come and do something. And it was Jules Scheer and Graham Parker, and you guys always always showed up.
Were we the only ones?
Pretty much.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, everybody else was dead. So anyway, thank you. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on tonight, first of all, because that's the purpose of you being in town. You have a thing tonight that you don't know anything about, apparently. It's at the Grammy Museum, which is downtown, a great venue, and it is you'll be doing an interview and performing as well.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. We'll give you the address.
Okay.
They have these GPS things on phones now. You should be able to find it.
Oh, good.
What are you going to be doing there tonight for people who decide to come down? I mean, you must have an idea of what you're going to do, even though you don't know where it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna be playing some songs from my new album, and I'm also going to be playing some, I don't know, I guess some standbys that people might know me by.
Well, for those people who don't know, you know, and there are some people who don't know,
right.
as well as having a very successful solo career, you've also written a bunch of songs that have been recorded by other people over the years, like If She Knew What She Wants from the Bangles, and Cyndi Lauper recorded All Through the Night, a bunch more as well, 80s into the 90s, but a lot of songs that people will know that perhaps don't get played as much on the radio anymore. But as a songwriter, you've been very successful through the years. And I guess my question to you right now, as we're talking about an album that recently came out, and I know that you're working on new music, is what motivates you to get up and still do it, man?
Well, this is all I know how to do. This is what I can do. I can write songs. And so I get up every morning when I'm at home, and I go out to my writing room, and I just sit there until something happens. And you know, it could take a little time, or it could take a long time. I don't know what it's going to take. So that's what I'm into doing. I like it.
This is your practice run through for tonight, by the way. The guy's going to have many more questions. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So when you go into your room, as you say,
yes.
What is the process for you as you begin to write a song? Do the words come first? The chords come first? How do you sort of put something together?
Okay. Usually I'll have some words because I'll have written down on a piece of paper a bunch of words, and that's all. I have no idea what the music's going to be. And then when I go in to write, I'll just sit down and try to form it into a song. I mean, this is what I should know how to do by now.
You've got about 20 albums worth, I think, right? So you should have an idea how to do it.
I don't know. I should know how to do it.
But has it changed at all through the years when you sort of sit down as an older guy who's got a history and a legacy of recording and writing songs?
You know, I try not to even pay attention to that stuff. You know, I'm just really just doing it, just believing that if I do it, that's the right thing to do.
So as you currently getting ready to do another album, the music business has clearly changed a lot since you were first doing it.
Oh, you're going to ask me about the music business, are you, Nick?
Well, I guess not now. No. But what I was going to ask you is, are you still able to sell CDs, for example? And a lot of younger bands don't even bother anymore. It's all digital. But, you know, I actually have a physical CD in my hand. How has that shifted for you as a guy who's out there performing and trying to make a living?
Well, I love CDs. That's what I really like. That's what I think sounds the best.
And you still like putting 12, 15 songs together and sort of, I mean, do you still?
I do. I like it. Yeah. Maybe it's force of habit or something, but I do like it.
You think about, well, what's the first song, my statement on the first track?
Not until they're all recorded, but I don't really think about it beforehand, though.
So tonight is this thing at the Grammy Museum. Are you going to be performing out and doing any other things? Do you still tour, or is it just one-offs?
Yeah, they're kind of one-off things, yeah.
Right. Well, you were here a few years ago. We were trying to remember 4 or 5 years ago with Pal Shazar. You guys had done an album at the time.
Right.
I think you were doing some house concerts at the time.
Yeah.
That's got to be an interesting way of going out and playing. It's called a setup, isn't it? I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to tell you any stories about that.
All right. Listen, we're out of time. You'll be happy to know. So we've got about 4 minutes left, and I know you're going to try something a little bit different to wrap things up for us. Tell us about this last song.
I was going to do this because I wrote this song in Woodstock, and I thought about you in the middle of the night. I thought, oh, I'm going to see Nick, and I've got this song that. Yeah, I'll do that song. So I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning and I started rehearsing it. I'd never played the song live in front of anybody.
I want to make sure that everybody who's listening can hit the record buttons now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, no pressure. Thanks for coming in. By the time you finish this song, we'll be out. We'll finish the show.
Okay.
So thank you for coming.
My pleasure, Nick.
Tonight, and everybody who's in the studio with you as well.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's 7:30 over at the Grammy Museum. It's a $20 ticket. There's not that many left, so head on over to their website and grab one. Go say hi to Jules tonight and tell him you were listening on the radio this morning. And so tell us about this song. What is it?
Well, this is a song that just reminds me of Woodstock, you know. It just makes me think about Woodstock, one particular part of it. But, yeah, I'll play the song, then you'll know.
Thanks.
Praise the man. Praise the woman. Praise the one that made them both. Maybe I don't want to talk about it, but I'm gonna leave something behind here when I go. Can't tell this time from a picture, the chimneys, the incense of memories, and the young girls, they're still smoking on the green, the young girls, the young girls. They're still smoking on the green, the young girls. It never was a house, it was an anchor. And the morning hurts your pride. By the time you climb the mountain, you're too tired for suicide. Dried blood beneath your fingernails, in the wind, a woman's moan. And the young girls, they're still smoking on the green, the young girls. The young girls, they're still smoking on the green, the young girls. They'll be smoking on the green.
organ, one for you and me, the young girls. The young girls, they're still smoking on the green, the young girls. The young girls, watch the smoke fade like a dream. Younger.